1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood Studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo Reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the bigwigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the bigwigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo Reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for a human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association Union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association Union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked 6-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require 6-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the KrebsCast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked 6-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require 6-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association Union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked 6-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require 6-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.